I'm gonna do something I don't often do, but in this case, there's a reason for it, and it usually is. But I'm gonna actually give you the backdrop to one of the transgressors stories, not from this week, but from last week. Okay, I remember we talked about time blindness last week. That, you know, the idea that some people are asking for accommodations for their inability to judge the duration of events and why they're always tardy, and that they're treating it as a disability rather than an inability, right? You know, as a failure. And I want to, there's two things here. One is there was a TikTok that, you know, Gracie, who was sitting in last Friday, mm-hmm. alerted me to after I had already created the transgressor, so I couldn't add it, but I still wish I had known in advance. And there was an article. The article that got me going was from Fox Business. I'm just going to read you the article because I think that illustrates, I want you to understand that most of the time with transgressors, I'm always doing real stories. I'm not making this stuff up. I do real stories. I just do them in a satirical way, but they're real stories. Headline, time blindness as an issue on the job with younger workers, how to manage it. Subtitle, is time blindness a real thing? Some in Gen Z workforce say they need accommodations. By Erica Lamberg, Fox Business. There's a new trend popping up among the American workforce, particularly among Gen Z employees, and it's known as time blindness. People with time blindness miscalculate how long a task will take, said Amy Marin, a psychotherapist in Marathon, Florida, and the author of the book 13 Things Mentally Strong People Don't Do. They underestimate how much time something will take and overestimate how quickly they can accomplish a task, Marin said. She added, they may lose track of time altogether when doing an activity and may be chronically late. Are you stalking me? Anyway. Also, these individuals, said Marin, may leave late for events or trips and miss their flights. I know some people. I am some. She says, the article goes on. They don't realize how much time they should set aside for the drive or the ride to the airport. Or, she said, they may say they've been waiting an hour when they've really only been waiting for someone for a few minutes. Individuals with time blindness struggle to predict how long a future event will take, and they also have a skewed sense of time that's passed, said Marin. They may have difficulty figuring out the last time they talked to someone on the phone or trouble recalling how long they worked for a company because they struggle to gauge time, she said. It's a real issue. Time blindness can, she pointed out, time blindness can be a symptom of a mental health issue such as ADHD, she said. She added, it's not just someone being inconsiderate, it's a real thing. The condition can stem from people being hyper-focused on an activity, the extent that it causes them to lose track of time. People may underestimate how long they've been working on a project or how long they've been participating in an activity. Their brain gets confused about how much time has actually gone by and they have no idea whether they've been busy for a few minutes or a few hours. How is time blindness impacting companies? As a term, time blindness has been circulating recently in discussions about the workplace, according to Christina Morrison, manager of HR services Insperity, who's based in Boston, Massachusetts. The concept of not being able to keep track of time or having poor time and project management skills is not new, she pointed out. Yet today, we are becoming more aware that this can be a challenge for the neurodivergent or the neurodiverse. That's the term she used. Some in Gen Z, if you ever hear that term, it just means someone whose brain functions in a different way. Some in Gen Z, comprised of people born between 96 and 2010, may have latched onto the label of time blindness, but Morrison told Fox Business that, quote, there are people of all ages who easily lose track of time and struggle with deadlines in the workplace. She added, as personal stories of time blindness spread on social media, business leaders are bound to hear more about it from their employees. Communication and transparency are key. Employers need to make reasonable accommodations that allow qualified employees to do their jobs, said Morrison. It's important to consult with the HR and legal departments to ensure you meet state and federal laws and are compliant surrounding disabilities, which includes the neurodiverse. It is, however, up to the employee to disclose a disability. My hand is up. Once employers are aware of a disability, they are then obligated to accommodate those disabilities. Open communications and transparency are important first steps when someone claims time blindness, said Morrison. Managers should point to company policies surrounding tardiness. However, if the employee shares they are neurodiverse, reasonable accommodations should be made. Reasonable accommodations for the neurodiverse who may also have issues with time blindness could be flexible scheduling, job coaching, mentorship, and time management tools. Also, she said managers need to know how to deal with a wide variety of employee issues. So employers need to train them on how to approach the situation and work with HR to make the proper accommodation for diverse teams. Although there may be a new label to an old problem, Morrison explained that time blindness is something that impacts people, not a generation. Working with employees when an issue arrives with clear, concise communication is imperative, coupled with empathy for the success of the individual, the team, and the organization. What can workers do to minimize the effects of time blindness? Psychotherapist Marin said workers may benefit from having conversations with a supervisor about how to manage specific tasks. If they're working on a big project, they might benefit from checking in with someone during specific intervals and having short-term objectives and deadlines. This can help them stay on target along the way. And workers can learn from their mistakes. If they're late for a meeting, they may learn to leave for the meeting 10 minutes earlier. and to set a timer that reminds them when it's time to head to the conference room. They may find it helpful to schedule their day in advance and then track how their time is spent so they can stay on task and on time. Okay, that's the backdrop. That's the article. Because once you accept the proposition that either character flaws or skill deficiencies are actually manifestations of neurodiverse disabilities, right? Which is the premise. Well, all of a sudden, it's a whole different world because now you're not talking about poor choices. You're talking about inconsiderate expectations and unaccommodating and othering and marginalizing and oppression and ableism. Because it's ableism to think that people should show up on time. Now, my own personal view of this is I know I'm, if you want to call it time blind, you can. But I don't want you to accommodate me. I just accept that it's my own problem. It's a failure. It's a skills issue. It makes me bad at certain things. And so I have to make sure to do extra work to overcome that. But I don't need you to accommodate me. I don't need you to adopt an anti-clock lifestyle or to, you know, build a corporate welfare structure around my unwillingness to be good at time management. It's my problem. And that's the core difference between, I will say it, this is one aspect of young people that is just infuriating, is their notion that the whole world ought to be reconstructed around their problems, as opposed to recognizing that the world is, and when we find genuine injustice in the world, change it. But a lot of times it's just, you know, you suck. Fix it. You know? Anyway, I'm going to get to the TikTok video in just a second after John gives us traffic on the fives.
That's right. It's brought to you by Indeed.com. Make your next hire fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit. I-10, I-110, flowing very smoothly, even 98. No accidents to let you know about or slowdowns. That's a look at your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Mm-hmm. I got some texts coming in there, funny. Time blindness, a problem is Gen Z can't read a watch, and they don't realize that their phone has a clock on it, and that the phone is not just a TikTok posting device. Well, for some. I'm actually not down on Gen Z. I just think that we have perpetuated a culture of stupidity upon Gen Z. That's the problem, okay? And when I say we, I mean them. But, you know, it's our culture collectively. Somebody here says simply don't hire them. Somebody has the Marine Corps answer, if you can't be on time, no problem, be early. And then somebody says, being neurodivergent is this decade's veganism. It's a trendy self-diagnosis. Okay, fair enough. So here's the TikTok. Mm-hmm. This is a girl who's become famous as Time Blind Girl, okay, on TikTok.
So I just got yelled at for asking a very reasonable question. So I'm applying to go somewhere, and I just wanted to know, are there accommodations for people who struggle with time blindness and being on time, you know? And then the person I was with interrupted and acted like I was asking something else. And then when we were done, they actually started yelling at me and saying that accommodations for time blindness doesn't exist. And if you struggle with being on time, you'll never be able to get a job, you know, provided you're trying your absolute best to be there.
Which I think is a very reasonable response, a 100% reasonable response is by the other person, right? So she's upset that they're ridiculing her.
That's right.
When they're ridiculing her correctly for thinking that the whole corporate world is going to change because of her inability to read a clock.
So I just got yelled at for asking a very reasonable question.
Sorry, that's the same clip. Here's the other one.
And then they're like, your stupid generation wants to destroy the workplace. And yeah, I think that a culture where workers are just cut off because they struggle with being on time when there's other solutions that we can look to. I think that just anybody who thinks it's okay to just treat people like that, yeah, that culture needs to be dismantled.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh.
Just, wow. At least she's consistently crazy.
That is true.
I mean, there's a certain amount of underlying coherence to this insane worldview, okay?
And then I asked that person, how can you feel good about yourself upholding this kind of system? And then to think, I'm entitled. No, if people think it's okay to treat others like this, that's entitlement.
So they tell her she's entitled correctly because she wants the whole world to bend to her unwillingness to just be on time. And she says, no, they're entitled because they think that they shouldn't have to accommodate this disability that I can't help being because I'm neurodiverse. Oh, my God. But I just, again... I want you to hear from the author.
when people ask me, how does it feel being the time blindness girl and have everybody bashing you constantly on Twitter and Instagram? And all I could say is it's a testament of what the United States has become. And we hear about algorithms, political radicalization, and how the internet is influencing humans. And we think, oh, okay. But then when it happens to you, you see how big of a problem it is.
So the world is attacking her on TikTok because she, not because her view is stupid, of course.
Right.
Not because it's crazy and privileged and bizarre, but because, you know, the algorithm is teaching you to be angry and mean to people like me.
Because when we can no longer have a civil discussion about a video with very little context, it makes you wonder, is there even a future for our nation and what future is there to fight for? Because rousing mass amounts of hate, judging people, making mass assumptions, and being stuck in a cognitive loop without even knowing it, and then doing exactly what the algorithms want is seen as normal. But you know what? It doesn't have to be.
Okay. So my one, like, I hate to be the guy who says this often, but this is what happens when you don't spank. I'm just, you know, you just, and I'm not volunteering for this particular job. I don't want to go within 100 yards of this lady. I'm just saying this is what happens when you, oh, yes, tell me about your feelings. Tell me about how you're hurt.
Participation
about,
trophy.
That's exactly right. Anyway, so, wow, just, you know, I, the reason I did this, A, because it's funny, B, so that you could just kind of be aware, but also so you realize when I do these transgressors elements, there really are people. There really are people out there. Now, thank God, at least for the moment, there's also, like, the administrators at the school that laughed at her. But how long will they be allowed to laugh?
That's right.
At her neurodivergent disability? How long until time blindness is the new racism? Until we have to accomplish, you know, you intolerant
bigot.
Yeah, exactly. So, 437-1620. Oh, we got a bunch of texts in here. Let's get a couple of them. Here's a simple accommodation for time blindness. The meeting's at 1 p.m., but you'll need to arrive at 12:30. military cures time blindness. Being late is being strong. Let's see, because you do push-ups.
Yeah, because you do that.
You do consequences. Selfish brat seems smart enough to use an alarm. Ah, there it is. Work is bad. America is bad. Me victim. Boo-hoo. Woo-hoo. Maybe set a reminder to show up on time on your TikTok posting gadget. Nice. If one is truly time blind, then they'd be early half the time. Oh, that's fair.
Yeah,
you would think
true.
It would sometimes err in your favor. This is coming from a generation that's going to have barcodes and implants put in them just so they don't have to carry around a wallet. Someone here says, amen, parents. Her parents failed her at some point. Andrew, we need a quote of the week segment. Yeah, clip of the week. I know. And then she had spent time leaving early as opposed to making a TikTok video that should have taken far more time than the 25-second video. You know she did that video four more times till she got it perfect for her. She could have just left on time to go early. That's funny. 653 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, just plain amazed. I'm Andrew McKay.